Hello out there, welcome to your next mission video podcast. Today our guests will be coming to you all the way from Vicenza, Italy. That's the home of U.S. Army Southern European Task Force Africa, and also known as CTAF. Headquartered in Vicenza, Italy, CTAF provides support to three combatant commands, multitude of support and units such as the 173rd Airborne Brigade, 207th Military Intelligence Brigade, the 509th Signal Battalion, working together to achieve the U.S. Army, Europe, Africa, and AFRICOM objectives. We're going to hear about those objectives, so please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Your Next Mission Video Podcast, where we tell the stories of those who have served in the past and those who are serving today. From transition to financial wellness, VA benefits to mental health, we cover issues facing veterans, active military, and their families. Now here's your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley.
Thanks for joining us, and thanks to all of our veterans, service members, and families for your service to our great country. Now before we get started, I personally want to thank our presenting sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, whose members are the mission, Purdue Global, where you can start your comeback, and USAA, whose mission is taking care of the military community and their families always. With additional sponsorship from Blue Cross Blue Shield FPP Dental and Blue Cross Blue Shield FPP Vision, together they make your next vision happen. They love our veterans and families. I say it every week. We love them too. Today we're going to talk with the U.S. Army Southern European Task Force, AFRA Command Sergeant Major, to learn about CTAF and how they contribute to global deterrence and stability operations across Europe and Africa. And I'm excited, anytime I'm talking to a Sergeant Major, I'm excited to welcome all the way from Vicenza, Italy, Command Sergeant Major Chad B. Hardis of U.S. Army Southern European Task Force for Africa, also known as CTAF. To me, I'm an old guy, I gotta say CTAF. Go ahead, Sergeant Major, welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon, SMA, good to be with you.
Well, it's good afternoon for you, but it's good morning for me, so it's good to have you on the show.
Appreciate
hey, look here. We got a lot to talk to you. I'm excited to talk to you all the way from Italy, but before we get started, how about taking about a minute or so to tell the audience just a little bit about yourself?
All right. First off, I appreciate the invite, SMA, to be a part of the show. So my name is Chad Hardis, and I've been in the Army for about 24 years now. I actually started my career off here in Italy 24 years ago. I was a young private stationed with the 173rd Airborne Brigade, which is right across the street. Outside of that, just back and forth from states back over here, spent a little bit of time in TRADOC and a lot of time in airborne units. And then now coming back here, I've been here for about 9 months in position as a Southern European Task Force Africa Command Sergeant Major. Great to be here.
There you are. Are you an infantry guy, infantry background? Is that you?
I am, SMA. I was actually raised as an 11 Charlie, and then I transitioned to 11 Bravo as a sergeant first class.
Yeah. Hey, it does work. Well, you're talking to an old armor guy, so this may be a little screwed up for you. I don't know if we can get through this. Hey, before we go any further, I want to wish CTAP, I guess it's 70th birthday. Is that correct?
That's right, SMA. Yeah, 70 years this October.
Well, I know the 173rd, you know, quite has a great history. Because I don't know if you know this, I was in the 173rd for a very short period of time, about 6 days during Vietnam. I come out of jump school. I went to the 173rd. They had a big battle in the 1st Infantry Division, and then sent me to the 1st Infantry Division. So it's a great unit. I know it's a great unit. And I appreciate you coming on the show with us. Hey, would you tell us a little bit about your history?
Sure. So again, 70 years, right? Come October, 1955, we started out in Pisa, and we've kind of been all over Italy. But interesting enough, 70 years total spent only in Italy, which I think is kind of unique for a single command to have spent all that time in one country instead of bouncing around back and forth. But I mean, we've done everything from humanitarian aid, helping out different elements across not just Italy, but the local countries as well. And then we also, took part in Operation Enduring Freedom when the 173rd jumped into Iraq. Southern European Task Force also went to Iraq with them and spent a little bit of time in Afghanistan as well. So a little bit in Europe, a little bit now in CENTCOM. And then we also transitioned early 2000s under the umbrella of the African Command, AFRICOM. And now we spend, you know, about half our time in Africa with different mission sets down there as well. So we now belong to really two larger combatant commands, but we answer to three when it comes to mission sets.
Yeah. I know you guys are really a quick reactionary force, too. You've always been a quick reactionary force. You guys, so you probably deploy a lot of times at very short notices. Hey, can you, what's a primary mission? I'm going to try to CTF, AF. I'm going to try to say that as much as I can, but how does it support the U.S. national security interests, you know, both in Europe and Africa? You know, like you just said, you have three hats that you got to fall under. So what's that mission?
Right. So first off, SMA, we support the national security interest by building readiness. I think that's really our number one key thing is we build war fighters. And then we also, you know, like you said, crisis response, that is one of the larger umbrellas for us. The Southern European Task Force has a scalable crisis response team. We can go everywhere from a platoon all the way up to a two-star joint task force headquarters. And an overall global deterrence. I mean, we don't consider ourselves focused on one or two continents, but we can deploy worldwide in support of Army missions.
Yeah, I don't know if it's classified. It probably isn't. But you probably have a couple of units that probably have within 24 or 36 hours to be out of there and be somewhere. Is that correct?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's right, Esme.
Yeah, I don't forget too much. I remember a little bit sometime. Hey, what does CTAF uniquely positioned to contribute to global deterrence and stability operations across Europe and Africa? You probably just answered that, but any more to add to that?
Sure. I mean, so we're located directly south of the Alps. So if you think of Europe holistically, there's that borderline of the Alps. We are south. We're about 45 minutes to an hour away from Venice. And then we have the Aviano Air Force Base, which is about 2.5 hours from us, which allows us to be able to project forces during that crisis response that we were talking about earlier. But strategically placed, able to respond anywhere in the world rather quickly, but specifically into the CENTCOM area of responsibility or Africa, and even Europe if we need to deploy up into a European country.
Yeah, I worked out of CENTCOM. CENTCOM before I went to the Pentagon for about 3.5 years. So I worked in the same AOR that you're working in right now. Hey, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about the work you're doing on in European and African, you know, partners. So please stay right there. We'll be right back. This is your next mission video podcast with me, your host, Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. If you enjoyed this discussion, and I know you are because we're talking about war fighting here, we're talking about people that are quick reactionary units that protect our country, our interest, our global interests around the world. So please like us, click on that subscribe button below, and be sure to click on the bell to receive notifications of all of our upcoming video podcast releases. I'll be right back after word from my presenting sponsor.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, proudly presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Their members are the mission. Purdue Global. You're ready for a comeback, and with Purdue Global, you can do more than take classes. You can take charge of your story, of your career, of your life. Earn a degree you can be proud of and get an education employers respect. Start your comeback at PurdueGlobal.edu. And USAA.
A promise is a trust not to be broken. Whether spoken with an oath or sealed with a pinky. And after 100 years, we're still taking care of the military community and their families. That's our mission, always.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're talking with Command Sergeant Major Chad B. Harness of the United States Army Southern European Task Force, Africa, also known as CTAF. Before we get back to our discussion, I want to let you know about a way to support the work we're doing on behalf of our veterans and their families here at the American Freedom Foundation. If you have a used vehicle you're planning on getting rid of or some property you have no plans for, you can donate it. Visit our website at AmericanFreedomFoundation.org/donate and click on that vehicle donation button or that home donation button to support our work. We really would appreciate your support. Sergeant Major, how is CTAF, aligned with AFRICOM and U.S. Army, Europe, and Africa in terms of mission sets and operational priorities?
Right. SMA, look, it goes back to what we were talking about earlier for crisis response.
Yeah.
When I think about how we truly assist AFRICOM, you know, it's an absolute no-fail mission to be able to respond to any kind of crisis on the continent, especially when we talk high-risk embassies or any kind of threats down there. The other part, when we talk USER, you know, we have the Eastern Flank Deterrence Line for Europe, and that is directly aligned with how we view in Europe deterrence against a Russian aggression. So Southern European Task Force Africa is able to scale, again, that joint task force headquarters and respond to crisis up there as well, and really just ultimately seize opportunities across Europe for training, innovation, which I'll talk about a little bit later, but
yeah,
experimenting across Europe.
Yeah. Do you spend more time in Europe or Africa? Do you split the two or is it, you know, go ahead.
You know, really, SMA, it's kind of 50-50. It depends on the unit as well. So we have our intel organization that spends a lot of time looking at Europe holistically. The 173rd, they do most of their training still in Europe, whether it be Slovenia, Croatia, or even Germany. But we do a lot of exercises on the continent as well. Some of the bigger ones that we do is we have what's called African Lion. And I'll tell you, last year, largest one ever, just over 10,000 soldiers or troops, 40 different countries participating in one joint task force headquarters operation where we did a lot of demonstrating capabilities and deterring different levels of aggression there on the continent. It was absolutely spectacular.
Yeah. Hey, what types of mission sets like deterrence, crisis, responsive security, cooperation does CTAF execute in Africa? You may already hit on some of those already, I guess.
Well, so we also have the CJTF HOA, the Combined Joint Task Force HOA, down there in Horn of Africa in Djibouti. And we have a civil affairs battalion down there. They do a lot of the counterterrorism and threat assessments on the continent. So they're actually pretty helpful. You know, they spread out amongst multiple different countries, but that's their real base of operations is there in CJTF HOA. And then on top of that, we have different training missions that we go down onto the continent and just partner with different forces and help share experiences with them to make sure that they are capable of deterring threat, border security, things like that. And then we also have the state partnership programs, which are the National Guard folks that will come from the United States and do very similar operations there that we typically control.
Well, you probably have a National Guard unit you're aligned with anyway in the States, right? I mean, most of them, yeah. Okay. Hey, I was, like I said before, I was in CENTCOM for about 3.5 years, and I went overseas training other enlisted forces when I always thought it was pretty childish. But what challenges do African enlisted leaders face, and how is CTAF, I'm going to say it this way, helping them professionalize their non-commissioned officer corps? I got to ask you, I never heard AF before. I've always heard CTAF, but I guess that's just something they change stuff all the time. But go ahead.
Right. So I'll tell you, the AF came about 3 years ago when we had a true focus with the headquarters itself more on the continent of Africa. So as far as the African countries, when you look at their NCO corps, you know, I think about our force, and our force is very mature. It's experienced, 250 years old of an army, right? I mean, it's an outstanding non-commissioned officer corps, strongest in the world. And the chiefs of defense across most of the African countries, they look at our NCO Corps as, you know, that's something that we want to emulate. So what we typically do is we'll go down there and perform some different levels of assessments on where their enlisted population is. We'll do that almost any time we're on the continent. So some of the CA folks, the civil affairs folks, they'll go out there and conduct these NCO and enlisted assessments for us. And then we'll try to meet the country where they're at, right? Not every country is the same, and not all of them are developed in the same manner in regards to their NCO Corps. So we'll typically, you know, develop a sliding scale, and we will meet them where they're at. The other part that we try to do, so every year, the Southern European Task Force Africa hosts the African Land Forces Summit, ALFS for short. That is where all the chiefs of defense from the different countries on the continent, they'll all come together and they'll discuss different levels of security cooperation, border security, innovation, and different TTPs to get after, you know, whatever it might be in their specific country. Along with that, over the last about 7 years, we've started partnering with them. So we will bring their senior enlisted leaders alongside all of these general officers. And I will host what we call the Senior Enlisted Leader Forum, the SELF Forum. And we'll try to take what the GO population is talking about, and we will partner with the NCOs and make sure that they are meeting their officer where they need them to be when we start talking, you know, the NCO focus, whether it be troop leading procedures or different levels of experience that we've taken from, you know, the 250 years of development in ourselves.
Yeah, while you're talking, I was thinking, you know, when I was at CENTCOM, I'm not going to mention the country, but I remember going to a country and we was giving classes on non-commissioned officer corps, developing the corps, how to set it up and all the other stuff. And so I went to a briefing, got in a vehicle, left, and I never forget anything, but I accidentally forgot something. So I said, I ran back. And when I went back, all the lights were out. And I thought to myself, geez, that's sort of weird. And so when I got by the vehicle, I says, why are the lights out? And Billy said, they used all their power for that day to run that. The other thing is the money. Those countries don't have the money to develop a non-commissioned officer corps.
And one of the other challenges is the language barriers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's not like going to Iraq or Afghanistan where you might have a language with different dialects. Now, they're talking completely different languages across the continent, from French to Portuguese, which adds that different level of challenges when you're trying to communicate and the interpreter doesn't necessarily communicate rank or position the same way that we would. So that's an added level of complexity.
Yeah, it's really funny you say about an interpreter, because I remember I'd give classes and I have an interpreter and I was always wondering, is he saying the same thing I'm saying? And I'm going to say one more thing. Hopefully I'm not saying it incorrectly here. The other problem is the threat level when you were there. Because unfortunately I worked with some units overseas before where the, that we had people that were bad people that was working right along with and ended up killing one of the guys who was with. So I'm sure that's a big concern for you when you're in any kind of those situations, just the threat level of the people that you're working with, because you just don't know.
Right. I think the unit and I think the embassies do a pretty good job at screening some of the different threat levels, but you never know.
Yeah.
It could be somebody you've been working alongside of all this time and they fool you. I mean, we saw the same thing in Iraq and in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Where you have that true insider threat. So,
yeah.
But you learn to be a little bit more close hold with your own team.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you definitely got to be close and you know who's got your back. That's for sure. Hey, we need to take another quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about CTAP future and strategic outlook. We'll be right back. So stay right. I know you're not going to go anywhere. It's late in the afternoon. You probably got to go home. Stay right there. We'll be right back. Now, here's a word from one more of the organizations that helped make this show possible.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, brought to you in part by Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision.
part of transitioning out is that dental and vision insurance breaks off from your medical insurance.
Vision and dental is very important to be able to enjoy your retirement.
Blue Cross Blue Shield makes a transition so much easier.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with the Command Sergeant Major Chad B. Harness of the U.S. Army Southern European Task Force, Africa, also known as CTAF. Remember, this is your show. We know there's so many issues that directly affect you, and we want to address each and every one of them. So please, as I said many times, reach out to me. Tell me what topics you'd like us to cover. You can send me a message at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Guess what? I'll reach back out to you. Hey, Sergeant Major, what are the top priorities for CTAF to remain aligned with the AFRICOM's and U.S. Army European and Africa's evolving strategy? What's the top priorities you got there?
SMA, our priorities are very much aligned. When we start talking about innovation, when we talk about transformation, war fighting, and really all of that is going to turn us into a more lethal force. The Army's evolving. And when we think about innovation, we're talking drones, we're talking Maven smart systems, being able to collect data, real-time data, see it on different platforms so that commanders can make real-time decisions. I think that's going to be an absolute game changer. And then the 173rd that you knew back in the day, you know, they're transforming right now as well. They're turning into a mobile brigade combat team. So they'll be receiving different vehicle platforms, still remaining on airborne status, but able to have different speed on the battlefield that, you know, we traditionally haven't really seen. And then overall, again, goes back to our ability to respond to crisis. When I think about war fighting, I think from this headquarters as being a joint task force headquarters, and we're going through that process to become a joint task force validated headquarters. So we're really able to, you know, just, you know, respond to any kind of global threat. So, and then all that tied back into lethality, everything is about training that warfighter for the next generation.
Yeah, I would probably think that you guys use a lot more drones in your capabilities and stuff. I'm sure that you do a lot of drones with the CTAF and stuff. And I think the vehicles that you're probably going to use, I don't know if you use Bradleys or 173rd. I don't know. I think the 173rd of the time, this is years ago, at armored personnel carriers just to move infantry around. So, yeah, when you start talking about putting an infantry person on the ground, that's a lot of weight you got to carry, and a lot of ammunition, all that other stuff. So it's just smart to move a little quick, stop, deploy, and then do exactly what you got to do. And then the other thing that you got not a problem with is nowadays just clearing towns out and cities and villages. I did a little bit of that in Vietnam. That's scary work because you just don't know what's coming around the corner, especially when you're talking about what kind of threat, what kind of booby traps and all that other stuff. I guess that's that. I probably asked it. What's a normal day as far as training in the 173rd? What do you guys really focus on in your training daily?
Well, so I'll tell you, they actually just finished up their expert badge training. So they went through, remember the traditional EIB, expert infantryman's badge that you got and I got.
Yeah. I didn't get one.
Okay. Well, they went through that. Along with the expert soldier's badge for the non-combat arms MOSs. So they start off with, you know, the basics. Matt, you got to master the basics. Be brilliant at the basics. That's what it really boils down to. And then going into your standard collective training, talking about fire team live fires, squad live fires, going all the way up platoon, company live fires. Really the culminating piece for the 173rd specifically is that nightlife fire at the company level, being able to master that. And then later on next year, the brigade will deploy to Hohenfels training area up in Germany and execute their collective training event, which is going to be spectacular. CTAF, we will we'll provide hierarchy over it, and really all entities are going to get a great training event.
Yeah, I tell friends all the time, the infantry, all units in the Army now control the night. We control the night. We can do things at night. We can see things at night that nobody else can see. And that really gives us a big advantage. The other thing I'll tell you about is I don't want to get too deep into this, but the fact that we are so good with our small arms, our weapon systems, and we're so accurate with those weapons and our snipers and all the rest of the stuff. So I'm just certainly proud of what the Army does all the time. Hey, I could probably talk to you about 3-4 hours. I'm having so much fun talking to you. Hey, as we come to a close, I want to again wish you a very happy 70th birthday. And how does CDF plan to celebrate that? I mean, did you got any special plan for celebrating the birthday?
Well, first, SMA, I will give an absolute shout out to the Italian country. Look, 70 years in one location and this bond, this community that we've been able to build with the Italian population, it is absolutely spectacular. So I give a lot of thanks to the Italian country. And then ultimately what CTFF plans on doing is really just going to be a big cake cutting ceremony and breaking bread with some of the community leaders and the different command teams across the force. So we're looking forward to it.
There you go. Well, again, happy birthday. That's a great day. It's always good to celebrate things like that and never forget your history of this great unit. You know, this has been a great discussion. Any final thoughts, anything maybe you want to share with the audience that you hadn't told us about? I mean, told us a lot already, but anything else you want to share with them?
Hey, SMA, again, I do truly appreciate you allowing me to come on this podcast and, you know, tell the world what CTAF is, who the Southern European Task Force Africa is. Ultimately, you know, we're a dynamic command. We're aligned to three different combatant command areas of responsibility, and we provide a joint task force headquarters that's able to respond to crisis, and that's really a big deal for us. So yeah. I truly appreciate the audience and look forward to seeing this.
Well, you come back sometime. You want to come back? Tell anybody over there. If you got a story to tell, please tell it. The other thing I tell people is we don't, the Army, probably none of the services, we don't tell our story enough. And guys like you, and I'm really glad you came on the show, guys like you need to tell the story so people understand the kind of sacrifices our military goes through and what they do. I mean, there's a lot of stuff you can't tell them, but you can tell them about the things, your daily life, and what you're going through, and what your family's going through, what your kids are going through and stuff. People just don't know much about the military. The other day I was talking to somebody, and I was reading a little article, and it said only 6% of the people in this country ever served in the military. And there's only about 18 million veterans out there now, and that number is going down all the time because, unfortunately, we're getting smaller because of technology in some cases. So, but it is what it is. But, I appreciate you coming on the show. You did a great job, Sergeant Major. God bless. And tell your commander and all those guys. I was in the 173rd for a short period of time, but it's still a part of my life. God bless you.
Appreciate it, SMA.
Thank you very much. Thanks again to Sergeant Major Chad B. Harris for being with us. I'm Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, and you've been enjoying Your Next Mission video podcast, and thank you for joining us. Log on our website at yournextmission.org, and while you're there, you can visit our nonprofit and corporate partners who have jobs and services available that can assist you in your transition from the military. And check out our job board in partnership with Recruit Military and Offline, where you can create your own personal profile that will match you with just the right job in real time. You can follow me on my personal social media pages, Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Rumble. And if you like what we're doing with Your Next Mission, please click on that subscribe button. And don't forget to click on the bell to receive notifications about our upcoming video podcast release. Remember, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message at 844-424-1134. Send me an email at smatilley@yournextmission.org. Thanks again to Sergeant Major Harness for joining us. And I tell you what, it makes me feel good to talk to a warfighter. Somebody that's really, I'd say this every once, somebody at the tip of the spear, somebody that understands the importance of security for our country, that sees it every day, that really understands about what our protection is going to, that we need for us, for all of us, and is taking care of soldiers and their families. You know, he really is at the tip of the spear every day, making sure that we're safe, that we have the freedom that we want each and every day. You know, he's a tough guy, a great soldier, and wants to do everything he can for our great country. Thanks for watching, and thanks to Newmont Studios, of course, our sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, USAA, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision. We appreciate all you do for our military. And as always, see you on the high ground. Hoo-ah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.